Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Life is all about the people you meet along the way, right? And you just never know who that may be.
Yeah, but damn you, you're gonna shy away from that damn AM left and right. And I'm telling you, you're gonna walk around with your head up your butt, bud.
This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. I remember the early days of The Daily J when Annie Scaramuzzino and I were on a reporting excursion. She made a joke about how I always would sit in things at the places we would visit. Not sit down as in I was tired, but like, is that a throne? I'll sit in that. A haunted dentist chair in the middle of an abandoned building? You know I'm sitting in it. The throne was in the middle of Frankenmuth at Christmas time, and that spooky dentist chair was at the Eloise Asylum. How could I not get the full experience whenever we went somewhere? The only time I didn't sit was on Rosa Parks' bus. It didn't seem right. I've been thinking a lot about what Annie said lately. Like, the value of having a seat next to Janet Webster Jones, the owner of Source Booksellers in the Cass Corridor. It's priceless. The woman oozes wisdom.
Detroit has a little different vibe on it. First of all, Detroit is a place where people work. We are not tourists here. People work in Detroit. Even people who have a little something work. So there's that mentality of work and helping each other out. Remember, many people came here from the Middle South and the Deep South, and they brought their habits with them. Having a garden and working, making a good living, which is why they came, and sending their children to college. Detroit has that spirit about it. Folks just turn out. When somebody needs something, they just turn out. You know, that happens. And I think it happens in business, too. But it has to be initiated by somebody. Not everybody has that. But it's also part of the trust that we can have with each other. We know each other. We send people to each other. So that collaboration part is big.
People always ask me about what it's like to talk for a living. But I actually listen for a living. Like listening to Jim and Yama talk about their East Side Detroit neighborhood and the quality of life thanks to what they say is a polluting Stellantis plant. Can you tell me what it's like living in this neighborhood?
The smell is very bad.
It messes with your respiratory system, has your throat sore, itchy, coughing, eyes watering, itchy.
How often does that happen?
Every day.
So when you wake up, is it, you know, we had the wildfires in Canada like a few weeks ago and you could feel it. Is it like that?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day.
I had a swimming pool in my backyard. I had to get rid of it because of the fumes and all that stuff lands in the pool. Every day I get up, my pool is just dangerous.
So you're saying like the atmosphere was like being trapped into your pool and
yes,
you could see?
You can actually see it. You can actually see it.
Was it like a different color? Was it like floating? Like
colorful and floating all over the top and on the bottom. I actually had to get rid of my pool out of the yard on that account because I'm afraid my kids are going to catch what they're going to catch.
Some of my most valuable times spent sitting and listening were with Detroit journalist and historian Ken Coleman. Do you ever wonder why Aretha Franklin always carried her purse with her when she performed, even long into her career? Wonder no more.
I've done stories over the years and heard personal stories over the years with artists who were essentially robbed of their services, maybe not paid timely for an event, maybe not paid at all. I've seen events where Aretha Franklin, or I've talked to people at events where Aretha Franklin, you know, certainly demanded a payment up front because of a mistrust about the ability to get paid. That's something that is not unique to Franklin's experience. That was Black folks in a lot of situations. The music industry is a very ruthless industry. I think at times, unfortunately, Aretha Franklin might have been a victim of that, and that's why she operated in the way she did.
I think the funniest time I had while having a seat was with my coworker Kyle Beery. We sat in the back seat of the car while the Wayne County Life comedy duo did their thing. In fact, in this cut, you can hear Kyle laughing. It was hard not to.
Yeah, bud, damn you. You're gonna shy away from that damn AM left and right. And I'm telling you, you're gonna walk around with your head up your butt, bud. Up your damn butt.
What are you talking about?
But I'm telling you, you're going to walk around going, what the hell happened? Who and what died? What in the hell? And I'm going, well, there it is. You didn't listen to AM radio.
Wait, is this why you know everything that's happening?
But they tell you on the damn stations. But you're never going to hear about that on FM radio. FM radio's never found a single lost dog ever, bud.
That can't be true.
Unless that damn dog's got himself a bikini giveaway to get to. That's fine, bud. Have a good time with your FM.
Sometimes when you have a seat and listen, you learn stuff you never realized. I thought Campus Martius had been in Detroit forever. But after talking with Bob Gregory, I learned that wasn't true.
Most of these buildings that were surrounding us here were empty. In 1997, there was a plan to figure out how do you revitalize the core downtown. That plan laid out a new park in the middle of Woodward Avenue and put a parking right in the middle of it and surrounded it with these big vacant blocks that formerly had department stores on them. Let's build multi-use buildings around a new public square and really make that be the new heart of a downtown Detroit, again, which was empty and devastated and not many people working down here even then. So I came on board to really work for an organization, new organization, Detroit 300, which was started to celebrate Detroit's 300th birthday party in 2001. They had a great big party with Stevie Wonder and Tall Ships and everything, but they wanted to leave a legacy to the city, a legacy gift. After a number of studies of other different projects across the city, they picked Campus Martius Park. So in 1999, we started the planning for the new Campus Martius Park.
Enter our new best friend, at least we hope so, Bob Gregory. He's the founding president of the Detroit 300 Conservancy. That's a group that was created for Detroit's 300th celebration. We call him the godfather of Campus Martius. That clip is from Christmas time in 2022. Fast forward to Christmas 2023. I drove to Kingsley, Michigan, 4 hours north, to watch them cut down Detroit's Christmas tree. But Bob was not there as he normally would be. Bob passed away suddenly last summer. A tremendous loss for all, especially David Cowan, the director of public spaces for the Downtown Detroit Partnership.
I know that today is happy and whatnot, but I have to ask about Bob. This is the first time you've done this without him. I mean, what was that like, and what is this moment, you know, here now for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's so special too, and Bob's birthday is Halloween, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it always sort of coincided with, you know, having a toast with Bob and for Bob on his birthday and making the trip, and yeah, we think about him. It's still surreal, you know, we all still haven't really woken up to the fact that Bob isn't with us, but we're finding so many ways to commemorate him. And, you know, it's been so recent that his voice just is still echoing, you know, with me. And I can hear him saying, make sure, you know, it's not a double trunk. Make sure that you can't see through the branches, because that means there's a big hole in it, you know, and just the advice and wisdom. And not only just about selecting Detroit's tree, but just in public space and life in general. He was just such a special friend to me.
More of The Daily J comes your way after this.
Worried worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Some of my most treasured moments while having a seat and listening were while telling stories with Annie Scaramuzzino, of which there were many. But sometimes we didn't sit. Sometimes we wandered around. You will hear that in this audio from a TikTok we made detailing the final days of Houdini's life in Detroit.
We thought initially that his final performance was at the Majestic before he died several days later on Halloween in Detroit, but it wasn't. It was at the Garrick Theater, which no longer exists.
This, where we're standing-ish, is where Houdini's last performance actually happened.
We're in an alley in between two buildings. The Garrick Theater is not here anymore, but this is the general area where that building would have been.
The old Grace Hospital in Detroit is where Houdini died.
If I had to guess, I would say, you know, much like when Chris Cornell died in Detroit several years ago, that there was a mourning period.
We're at the funeral home that Houdini was taken to after he died.
He was embalmed and prepared and then taken back to New York. But this is where he would have been brought to straight from Grace Hospital after he died. So this was kind of like his last place that he would have been in Detroit.
After he was taken to the funeral home in the Cass Corridor, he had this prop coffin that was part of his stage show. And because they had that on hand, the legend says that's what they used to transport him back to New York.
Anybody that knows me at all knows my main priority is my son, Beckett. And several times throughout this Daily J, I got to sit and listen to him. And sometimes the things he said, they might surprise people.
What makes you happy?
Being with my friends, hanging out with my dad, hanging out with my mom, going to places.
A lot of people think that people your age are obsessed with their devices, but that you didn't even mention that, did you?
No.
Why not?
Because I like other stuff.
Do you feel like maybe your device is more just to fill the gaps in time as opposed to being something that you really are motivated to do?
Yeah.
I think older people assume that people your age have to have something like that in their hands.
No.
You don't feel like that?
No.
Why not?
Because screen time is just like something that people make. If you spend time with other people, you get greater friends and you have more fun.
This will be my last Daily J. It's time for me to move on to my next opportunity. I've been at WWJ for over 5 years now and have been lucky enough to helm the Daily J for the last two. Creating this project has been a thrill a minute. So as we part, I encourage you to be adventurous in your quest for knowledge. I encourage you to have a seat and listen. You won't regret it. I know I haven't. Today's big thanks go out to everybody who supported this project along the way, from our guests to our listeners. This podcast could not have happened without each and every one of you. Continue to check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. This was The Daily J, but I'll always be Zach Clark. Thanks for everything.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.